Work Commission on House Bill 2753. And we invite Paul Warner and Steve Meyer up to walk through the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The bill before you is House Bill 2753. It was the Dash 3 amendments that came out of the House and passed on the House floor. The Revenue Committee heard a number of proposals for local option, and also, as you recall, Mr. Chair, the Senate Revenue Committee did as well. Very similar types of proposals. What this one does is it's very similar to a bill passed last session, which was contingent on the lottery bond passage by the voters that did pass, so the bill did not go into effect. But this one is patterned very much on it. It's a so-called gap local option, the gap being the amount of property tax revenue available between the Measure 5 and Measure 50 limits, the Measure 50 limit, of course, being the more severe one. So the gap between the two becomes available to school districts. There's really two elements to it. It also creates an incentive. Up to 10% of the state's school's budget will not be counted as revenue for purposes of the school formula. So it gives them a source of revenue in terms of the local property tax gap and an incentive to raise that revenue by not counting it against their allocation from the state. It is limited to 10% of the budget. If school districts go above that 10%, then it just goes into the school formula. So there's no incentive for them to go above that amount. Steve can go through the gap estimates with you for the 99-2000 year based on our estimates of what the size of the gap is. A couple of things I'd like to add, though, before turning this over to Steve, is one is the gap is likely to grow over time. So these numbers should be thought of as initial numbers, and the gap will grow as property value growth will presumably exceed the Measure 50 limits over time. Secondly, is that this measure would require a general election or a double majority to go into effect. So this may affect the timing of its use. You're not looking at it as a possible revenue source in the first fiscal year of the biennium, and problematic as well in the second year, because the next general election could well be November of 2000, in which case that would not be available for the 2000-2001 school year. So this would be probably not used extensively over the next couple of years.
Mr. Chair, Steve Meyer, Administrative Revenue Office. You had two handouts. One was a table, local option property tax, and the other was the revenue impact statement. On the table, note that these limits are applied to 1999-2000, even though the bill doesn't take effect until 2001. So we didn't have estimates for that year. So this is about what it would be for 99-2000, but the gap would likely be larger when it took effect in 2001. You have, first, by school district, the gap amount between measures 5 and 50, and of course the amount cannot exceed that. The statewide total is about $218 million estimated in 99-2000, or about $350 per weighted student statewide. The second constraint is 10% of the formula revenue, and again, that's for 99-2000. It would be higher when it actually becomes effective. The total amount statewide there is about $305 million or $489. And then the last column on the right is the lower of the three tests, either the gap amount per weighted student, the 10% of the formula revenue per weighted student, or $500 per weighted student. So you can go down that column and see the per weighted student amount that it would be for each of the school districts, and then check back to see whether it's the gap that's controlling or the 10% or the $500. There's not too many $500 limits in there, but there are a few. The districts would tend to grow into that limit over time.
Other questions? Does surprises me. It looks like the, most of the districts do have gaps. There's some that are up against the limit. That's not the case.
That's true, Mr. Chairman. Relatively few. If you look at the overall effective tax rate for schools, it's around 4%. So there's about a 1% gap open statewide. So most districts would have some gap room. And again, as Steve said, that will grow over time, and the more limiting factor will probably be the $500 if this were to go into effect over a period of 5 or 6 years.
All right, that really was a surprise for me. Are there other questions? If not, we're in a work session. The chair would entertain a motion.
Mr.
Wild?
I'm not going to make the motion. I'll let Senator Turner do that. I simply want to put it on the record. This is a courtesy vote. It does not reflect how I will vote on this vote. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
And Mr. Chair, also for the record, I may be the same way, although I'm not quite certain yet at this point. I'll make the motion to move House Bill 2753 to the floor.
This is a due pass recommendation.
Senator Marno is boldly.
We could do a neutral.
Yes, House Bill 2753 to the floor with two pass recommendations. No further discussion, the clerk call the roll.
Senator Sarno.
Aye.
Senator Wild.
Aye.
Talking.
Aye. Senator Steve, and that's their majority. House Bill 2753 to the floor with the two pass recommendations. Thank you. I appreciate the courtesy and
we're
adjourned.